This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. My doctor said I need glasses, so I got wine glasses. That's a paraphrase of a lighthearted saying posted on a sign in a wine tasting room in rural Kansas, where an innovative family is producing wine and using it to create new opportunities. It's today's Kansas Profile. Alan Schmidt and family are owners and founders of Resurrection Vineyard near Hayes. The vineyard is located on the fifth-generation family dairy farm where Alan grew up. He went to KU and then earned a master's in school psychology at Fort Hays State before joining the Army and earning a master's from the U.S. Army War College. Alan served in the Army Medical Service Corps for 32 years, including 12 years in the Army Reserve, and retired as a colonel. Alan left the service in 1981, returned to run the dairy, and then was recalled to the Army. He completed his active duty career as the Deputy Commander for Readiness of the Army Reserve Medical Command, with responsibility for 27,000 soldiers in 165 locations. After his second stint in the Army, Alan and his wife Ellen returned to Ellis County permanently. They have 9 children and 21 grandchildren, with more on the way. Alan served in the Kansas Senate and on the Kansas Board of Regents, among other organizations. He now serves part-time as Planned Giving Officer for Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas, a nonprofit charity which serves persons with intellectual and developmental disabilities. For more information on that, see www.dsnwk.org. The family dairy had closed in 1995, but family members continue to live on the place while renting out the farm ground. Alan's son Brett lives here with his wife Ashley and their children. Brett founded an intergenerational daycare in Hayes. One day, Brett came to Alan and told Alan that he would like to raise grapes and make wine on the farm. Alan wasn't sure at first, but then he thought about how this could restore activity on the farm while preserving its rustic culture. "It's bringing the farm back to life," Alan said. With that in mind, and as a faith-based family, they chose the name Resurrection Vineyard. The winery opened as a commercial operation in 2017. "Brett is the winemaker," Alan said. "The old dairy barn has been converted to the winery. Even the previous dairy equipment is being used in some cases. A former milk whey jar, for example, is now used in bottling wine. The milking parlor has been converted to the bottling facility with modern bottling and labeling equipment. The bulk tank room has been converted to be used for wine tastings, which Alan and Ellen host by appointment. Resurrection Vineyard offers 5 dry wines, a Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio, and Riesling, and 7 sweet wines, Moscato, Risen Red, Blueberry Pinot Noir, Sweet Legacy, Misty White, Strawberry Sunrise, and Apple Blast. Alan and his family are remaking the farmstead as well. 2 grain bins have been ingeniously converted into housing. A new structure is being built which will incorporate another grain bin and will provide lodging, especially for the grandkids. "That's been my dream, having a place where the family can gather," Alan said. He already conducts a grandkids camp in the summer, where the kids can get outside to play and learn on the farm. Resurrection Vineyard wine is available online and through local stores. It's offered in traditional bottles and in resealable plastic containers. The vineyard is located in a rural area just north of Hayes in Buckeye Township, which has a population of 391 people. Now that's rural. "We came back to develop a gathering place for family, friends, and community," Alan said. "We have a lot of fun," he said. For more information, see www.resurrectionvineyard.com. We commend Alan and Ellen Schmidt, Brett and Ashley Schmidt, and all those involved with Resurrection Vineyard for making a difference by revitalizing the farm by creating this new winery. As another saying goes, wine a little, laugh a lot. And there's more. Remember the son's intergenerational daycare? We'll learn about that next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.